Feel like you're stuck in career limbo? Clock in, clock out, repeat. No growth, no new opportunities. It's time to break out and break into tech. With CBT Nuggets, you can start building the IT skills that companies are hiring for right now. We make training fast, simple, and practical. From networking to cybersecurity, you'll get short, easy-to-watch videos and hands-on virtual labs so you can build real-world skills without expensive gear or complicated setups. For just $59 a month, you get unlimited access to our full training library. That includes certifications, skill-based learning, and practice exams, a $100 value included free. Learn anytime, anywhere, and get job ready on your terms. Thousands have used CBT Nuggets to launch new careers, and you can too. Right now, CBT Nuggets is offering a free trial. Easily find the training you need and test it out with no commitment. Start your 7-day free trial now at cbtnuggets.com. Don't wait. A better job is just a few clicks away.
Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rob, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, after my divorce, I believed the propaganda about Ukrainian women being traditional. Why could I have just not still believed in Santa Claus and wrote letters to the North Pole? So I ended up getting engaged to a mail order bride. Stunning and tall and beautiful and blonde. She could behave herself on the video chats and emails. But when I arrived in Ukraine, I was in for a shock. Ukraine was more feminist than the United States. I found out about International Women's Day. A whole day of every man bending the knee to every woman. I declined to participate and asked when International Men's Day was. After the standard blank look of hostility, which is as standard as borscht soup there, she told me Army Day. This bothered me so much. Not that she just made it up, but the sacrifice of men in war was the only thing that she could actually think of. Feminism is BS, as Andrew Tate would say. As soon as the war began, not a single woman stayed in the country to support their men. On social media, we see young men, both Russian and Ukrainian, getting ripped to pieces and destroyed. You cannot find one photograph or video of a woman being abused. You also have to use words like corn and graped. But within seconds, you can see men being blown to bits and killed. One video that I can't get out of my mind is of a Russian soldier alone in a trench, aiming at a drone that drops a grenade on his position. The grenade goes off, showing the massive injuries to his legs as well as him trying to move away. But he's not able to. He's just a young kid who's alone and with no chance of help, enduring the loneliness and pain of his situation. He then ends himself with his service rifle in despair. The Ukrainian government and the media in the West show this video with complete happiness and approval. I personally viewed it on Instagram. I am ashamed of America and the West causing and supporting this war. I'm also sure my Ukrainian ex is enjoying her time in another country. And I'm sure she's going to demand whatever country she's in observes International Women's Day. Unquotes. Well, Rob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's pretty timely as just a few days ago I saw videos of girls hanging out on some sort of pool party in Kiev, getting drunk and partying in the sun. Below the Twitter post it says that these women are hundreds of miles from the front line, so it's perfectly fine that they're enjoying themselves, that it's only at night that the attacks are taking place in the city. That was the community note on Twitter. That's not to say that if the Russians took Kiev one day, then they wouldn't actually grape them. Just look at the Grape of Berlin to see what happened throughout history. But the Ukrainian women at that pool club were the ones that stuck around in the country. Many left, as you mentioned, but most stayed, and for them life must go on. You won't see them being pulled out of their homes like male villagers, barely getting any training and then being put on the front lines to fight the Russians. Wars are usually fought for resources and living space, yet both countries peaked out in 1993 with their populations, and they've been falling ever since. In Ukraine, the population went from 43.5 million before the war to 36.7 million since it started. The majority of those that left are women, of course. This war is being fought for a buffer zone between NATO and Russia, in my opinion. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sandman to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men have been slaughtering one another for centuries while women have stood at the finish line waiting for the winners to arrive and impregnate them clown world show. I'm from Eastern Europe and former Yugoslavian women are nuts, but women from Ukraine are even more so. My grandmother was Ukrainian and she had a special talent for agitating those that she loved. There was a sort of mean streak in her that I've seen in many women from Ukrainian descent. I have no idea why that is. It's the same thing you describe with your mail order bride. She was direct when telling you that Army Day is Men's Day, like you were stupid or something for not knowing that. From my experience, Ukrainian women were some of the only ones in the world that were blunt about my so-called body characteristics that annoyed them. There was also very little politeness, and I knew that look of hostility from them quite well that you mentioned. My Ukrainian cousin married a woman from the same background, and I set her off without saying anything obvious about MGTOW. He had no idea what had triggered her, so I dropped subtle hints that I understood female nature to her. She was fuming from the anger. She had the best red pill detector that I've ever seen. Western women might suspect you fully understand female nature, but they will remain polite and won't rock the boat. Because if they get mad at you, then they risk drawing even more attention to the red pill to the other men that are around them. I often hear about people complaining about fiery Latinas or Filipinas, and I would definitely lump the women from Eastern Europe and Ukraine into that group. Another thing that bothers me about the Ukrainian war is all the virtue signaling that it's bringing out in people. I was listening to Sam Harris speak a while back and he nailed things with regards to why Trump was successful becoming the president. Because he was doing the opposite of all the politicians that were just virtue signaling. Because as more and more people virtue signal in our society, the people that stop virtue signaling appear to have more virtue. Because they actually appear genuine. Because they don't care about trying to impress others with all their so-called fake niceness. Unfortunately, this means that women are also going to become even more blunt in general and less polite like the women from Ukraine that I've actually run into. It's usually the leftoids that virtue signal to make up for their lack of virtue. The unfortunate thing is that this type of mouthy and to the point almost mean-sounding woman is going to become more and more common all over the world. She will be honest and blunt and put you down. We're entering the age of the female narcissist, so of course that's going to happen. Now, Rob, imagine combining that blunt bitch with feminism. Feminism is now in Eastern Europe and guys need to stop thinking that it's not. That somehow the women in other parts of the world will value men and won't treat us like disposable tools to get what they want from us. At least in Ukraine and Russia, the women are obvious about their gold-digging behavior and aren't virtue signaling that they love you the way that you love them. They're still having a good time hanging around the pool and they aren't crying crocodile tears for the souls of their men. For some guys, such a blunt woman telling you like it is kind of refreshing. For me, it's annoying, because I don't want a woman to lower my self-esteem to motivate me to do what she wants me to do. That's the thing that many Western men don't understand, that Eastern women treat you like a moron to your face and use the stick more than they use the carrots. Maybe part of that has to do with the resentment they have for having to look beautiful and thin all the time. A lot of guys in the West that have to deal with fat, lazy Western women don't realize how much work it takes the women in the East to look beautiful. And they don't understand that most of these women are resenting the fact that they have to take care of themselves physically so much. All of the negative energy has to go somewhere, so why not belittle and insult your partner and get emotional relief that way? The women from Ukraine have the best of both worlds, though. They still demand that men take on their traditional male roles as provider protectors, while at the same time using feminism to their advantage. The West also benefits from the war because all those Ukrainian women coming to the West and bringing up the population and providing additional women for the sexually frustrated Western dudes. Plus, the West gets to sell weapons and test them out on Russia through Ukrainian soldiers. I've told people before that it wouldn't surprise me if Russia and the West came to some sort of secret agreement that Ukraine would be the proving grounds for new ordnance tests. That's what my gut is telling me, that there's a great big conspiracy by large powers, and they're using Ukraine as useful idiots. I could be wrong, as Russia tried to take over the entire country early in the conflict, but quickly lost the ground it conquered and fled. It's the young Russian and Ukrainian guys that'll suffer the most. Ukrainian women that left the country are going to be living a better life in the West, while the men that were forced to stay in Ukraine are going to be deprived of their lives. Also, the men that left Ukraine as well. My relatives were in Mariupol and they fled the city before it was flattened. It's messed up how Russia created so many female refugees in the West. Maybe the plan was to do that all along so that some of them would eventually go back, even if only to visit and then spew out more Western feminist propaganda to other women in Ukraine. I'm also a bit surprised, though, that Russia has been able to get their fertility rate up over 1.85, which is surprisingly close to replacement fertility and is now higher than most European countries in America. I don't think that Putin is going to get it up above replacements, but his government has been subsidizing mothers and families to the tune of billions of dollars over the last few decades. I'm not sure about Russian women, though. Are they similar to the Ukrainian ones? Let me know in the comments section if you have any experience with either of them. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rob for the more than generous donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the Ukrainian women let you smash their hot bodies, but then they smash your self-esteem with their hot tempers and blunt nature. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Ukrainian mail-order brides that believe Men's Day is the day they celebrate almost dying as war veterans away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.